She covers one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. Joining me is Susan Slesser, Athletics Insider from the SF Chronicle. Susan, are you in Anaheim for the A's and Angels?
I am. I just got in. I'm checking in as we speak.
Oh, okay. Well, we've had beautiful weather here, so hopefully you'll take some of that with you down there. I know it's been a little, you know, hazy from all the fires in Southern California.
It is beautiful.
Is it good? Okay, good. Well, let's start with the latest news from the Oakland A's. Thursday night, last night, the A's added Fernando Rodney to the pen. Tell me what he'll bring to the team.
Well, you know what? It's a little bit unclear, Gianna, because he's been a closer, right, throughout most of his career, an all-star three times, been in the playoffs four or five times, and he's going to have a much more reduced role. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. He's probably going to be a middle innings guy. That tells you exactly what the A's are dealing with when it comes to the bullpen. It's a monster. It's a beast, their bullpen. I guess that makes up for, you know, some of the potential shortcomings with the rotation.
So do you generally like the move? Because in my opinion, I feel like they had a pretty solid bullpen already.
Well, I'm with you. You know, you never know what one move can be one move too many. I don't think they're at this point. The good thing is, you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. You know, he's due about $1 million. They could just let him go. It's not going to hurt him too much. They didn't give up really all that much for him. Dakota Chalmers was coming off of Tommy John surgery. He, you know, he's had some other issues during his time with the A's. So I think the A's feel pretty good about this if it's something that does wind up not working out.
Well, what I feel really good about, Susan, and I'm sure a lot of A's fans do as well, it looks like and it feels like the A's are really making a push right now.
They definitely are, and I love that. I love the commitment from the front office, from ownership, too. I shouldn't leave that out. I tend to be a little hard on ownership and not spending money this year. They have been willing to pick up some extra salary here with three moves after the deadline. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, really, it's nice to see. I think that sends a good message to the players as well.
And I think what's been really fun also is that it's just been a great team to watch on the field. We're seeing more fans show up at the ballpark, and I feel like this team is ahead of schedule than what they thought anyway.
Oh, definitely. Definitely ahead of schedule. You know, and some of these moves, in the case of, like, Mike Fiers, he's under control for next year. Technically, Fernando Rodney is, too. There's a team option, which, you know, given the A's bullpen, they potentially wouldn't pick up, but... You know, this is not just a surprise team for this year. I think this is a very good team for quite some time to come, and we're seeing that.
So we're not just seeing what's happening now, but more of the future of what the A's could be.
Exactly, exactly. They're a year ahead of schedule. There is nothing wrong with that.
So I read that Jed Lowry is dealing with some leg issues recently. He took a couple of day games off, I believe. How's he doing? Will he be 100% or ready to go for this weekend series?
Well, he's resumed his really extensive leg workouts. He wasn't able to do them for a couple of weeks. He had that collision with Stephen Piscotty right before the All-Star break. You know, of course, he did a lot of traveling at the All-Star break because he went back and forth from Washington, which is great. But he was a little stiff and sore after that. He couldn't quite do all the things he does. He's talked for a long time about how all his hitting ability comes from his legs. So any sort of injury or setback or inability to do all his complete workout, I think, leaves him a little bit. He's also a creature habit, loves his routine, and I think just that alone, that kind of the messing with his routine, and he's not a happy camper. So I think he's back to what he usually does, and hopefully I think he gets back on track the way he'd like to.
Well, that's good to hear because he's been one of my favorite players to watch this year just to see, you know, him make the All-Star game and to be back in action, have a pretty successful year. It's been great to watch and see him get back kind of on track.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's coming real soon. And, you know what, you look up and down the lineup and it's all a bunch of real professional hitters just like him. I think everybody kind of takes after him now, looks up to him. You know, not maybe the most A's most colorful team ever, but they get the job done. And it's a really, I think some of that is ascribed to him.
Well, at the end of the day, that's all that matters, right? Getting the win. I don't
exactly.
care how exciting
exactly.
you are. Just get the W. All right, so the A's play the Angels tonight, and they might catch a bit of a break. It looks like Mike Trout to the DL with right wrist inflammation.
Yeah, I know they had been hopeful that he would be back for this weekend series. Certainly, if that is not the case, nobody is ever going to complain about missing the best player in baseball. The Angels have been, you know, they're coming off a sweep of the Tigers, even without Trout. So the Tigers are down. We know. We just saw them. It's not a great team. But still, this Angels team is at 500 in a very tough division. So I don't think the A's are anticipating this is a pushover, even without Mike Trout.
So they got the three games against the Angels, and then they're back home on Monday. They host the Mariners, and then the Astros come to town. So considering where the standings are at this moment, I feel like next week the homestand is something we really need to lean in and pay attention to.
Absolutely, it's vital. And I think if people are thinking about coming out to see some baseball sometime this month, this would be a good time to do it. They're going to be good matchups. They're in both in really important series. The A's need to maintain their lead over the Mariners, and they certainly want to gain some ground on Houston. This would be a really a smart time for them to do it. Houston's dinged up, might have a few guys still on the DL. So, this next week or so is going to be a real key for the A's season.
So coming up in a couple of weeks, the nickname for Players Weekend will be out. I already released some of the names for the A's and so forth. Do you, Susan, have a nickname?
You know what? I've got several. Most of my friends just call me Sluss or Slussy. So that's what I've usually gotten. Sometimes it turns into the Sluss, which is a little weird. But, you know, whatever. I'll take it. I respond to all of them. Do not call me Susie or Sue.
Okay. It's Susan, 100%.
Yes.
Got it. I understand. Everyone goes from Gianna to G. I don't mind G, but I get the whole G money, G this, G that.
No,
let's not get too crazy. Let's just keep it simple.
Suze. Suze is okay, but no Susie or Sue.
Got it. So Suze is okay.
Suze is fine.
Do you like the idea of Players Weekend with the nicknames on their jerseys? I think it's a lot of fun.
You know what? It doesn't bother me per se. I think, you know, some of the nicknames you look and it's kind of funny to see what guys come up with. I think other guys don't put a lot of effort into it. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I'm not sure the coaches love it. And I think they all are encouraged to have their nicknames too. So that's actually a little bit on the funny side. I'm not sure Bob Melvin's crazy about having Bo Mel on the back of his jersey. You know, he's a pretty serious guy, but, you know, if that's the way they want to celebrate players, I kind of always like to think, you know, every day of the baseball season is celebrating players, really. But, hey, you know, whatever. I'm a little more traditional, I guess.
Yeah, and maybe a little something here and there, because I know there's been a lot of conversations this year about infusing more of a younger audience to fall, you know, to into baseball and getting
True.
Them to fall in love
that's
a little
good
bit.
Point.
So
yes.
I feel like that helps with that just a bit. Although I do understand, I can see how managers may not be on board.
I'm sure all the coaches and managers are all fine with all the players doing it, but you got to think that there are a few of them, you know, your Buck Showalters, Mike Socias might not necessarily dig having to wear something themselves.
Absolutely. Well, have a good time in Anaheim. Thank you so much for joining me, and everyone, you can find Susan Slusser on social media. What's your Twitter handle?
At Susan Slusser.
At Susan
nice
Slusser. If you love the A's, if you love baseball, she is a must follow, and definitely you'll definitely learn some. I learn something every single time I open one of your articles.
Oh, you are so nice to say so. Thanks, Gianna. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Aw, thank you, Susan, for joining me. I'll talk to you soon. Whether it's taking you behind the scenes of our shows or interviewing your favorite athlete, I need a lot of bandwidth for these large files. Hey, it's Gianna Franco, and I do not have time for slow internet. Meeting a deadline can be demanding. That's why Comcast Business is the perfect solution. With Comcast Business, I'm downloading 20 times faster than I used to, so I can bring the stories and interviews to you that much faster. You can find these stories and interviews at 957thegame.com/sidelines. Comcast Business.